And welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast. My name is Jack.
And I'm Rob.
And we have perpetrated a year-long prank. You guys fell for it hook, line, and sinker. We pretended to give up the podcast. Duh, they gave up the podcast. No, we didn't. Come on, stop it. Right,
Okay,
Rob?
well, hold on. Hold on. I have to get into this because I wrote the check. Yeah, we're on the
Oh,
recording, Jack.
damn it.
I'm
Well,
Brian.
and I'm Rick.
Oh.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop.
It's true. It was all a dream, Jack.
We
Welcome to
did
episode
give up the
112.
podcast.
112.
Well, so there it is, everyone. It is not a nightmare. Rick and Brian have been taking over the podcast, and we are happy we chose the right people.
So, I gotta know on that whole choosing the right people.
Choosing?
That's what I
I'm pretty sure the last episode was us quitting, and then Rick going, "You guys shouldn't quit. It should keep going." And it's like, "Okay, it's yours, Rick." And Rick said, "Okay."
I think that's pretty much what it was. And then Brian came in for the next part of it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Brian. By the way, you now own a podcast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That was. It
If
was.
I remember. Yes, I remember me and Pat watched you walk out, shooting us the finger, actually slamming the door. It was awful, really. It was traumatizing.
Yeah, select. I think it was the other way around. I think we have video of that somewhere.
Oh
But
man.
I did that. I don't remember. Pat's
Yeah.
better than that. I can't. Anyways, we'll just, we'll agree to disagree. And maybe it was Pat that did that, maybe not. I don't know.
All I know is someone's trying to break through the wall of that recording area.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Good thing we handed this thing off to some capable hands. They you guys are rocking the merch, right?
No.
Sure.
See?
Oh no.
Oh,
I've got my
yeah.
list.
We have totally failed you, Jack.
This I have my list of things I have to touch base on at the year's end. So I hope you're prepared.
And this is officially the year's in. We've had the podcast from you guys for a year. This is nuts.
It is crazy. I will say that I miss being missed. I know plenty of people that it's maybe because I am a black hole of just attention. I want it all. But I think gladly we handed over the right people. So I do like the new opener. Instead of a one or two jokes, two or three jokes that have been sliced from the show, the new thing is, okay, we're just gonna start recording. We're gonna do like we're just gonna talk. We're gonna get into it, and if it's 15 minutes, well, who cares? If it's 10, yeah.
Kind of how it works.
I thought this was the show. That's what I thought was happening.
Hey, it probably is. We
Yeah.
just keep going.
It would be par for the course. As much as it would be nice if it was like a hi, I'm Rob, I'm Jack, and everyone going, oh my God, what's going on here? This is old.
So it's been a whole year. What have you guys been up to?
Ugh.
Do we have to bring that up?
The judge said I couldn't talk about it, but no, I am allowed back at playgrounds. That's all I can say.
And this is why we didn't do a script.
And this is the first time I've spoken to Jack since that day, so
Oh,
we pretend that we like each other, but that was it.
Yeah, it's a good thing we recorded a full year's worth of team building exercise beforehand, or else.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot we even did that show because, like you said, we recorded it so far ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Thankfully, that show is now also in the graveyard. We've put that to rest.
Doc, did you tell Coach?
Oh boy.
He's got to find out sooner or later. Might as well be on.
Yeah.
So this is the part where we have to track down Tyler and say, Tyler, you have a new podcast.
We're dead.
Yeah. Just keep passing it on.
It works. No, I really want to know what you guys have been doing.
No, really, seriously.
Seriously, because, well, I mean, obviously, we didn't get to do AdeptCon. Mm-hmm. So you
or
guys
Gen
have
Con.
Been...
Or Gen
Con. Oh, yeah, Gen Con, which Gen... I wasn't going to do anyways.
I would have been there.
You would have been out there. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, have you guys... When's the last time you played a game of Dead Zone?
Well... honestly, Dead Zone, the last time I played was Adepticon, and I kind of wandered away from it. It's not the game that I loved. So I haven't played since Adepticon. I don't know. Maybe it'll strike my fancy. But since you asked what I've been up to, I might as well tell you. I might as well, if everyone could just get out of the spotlight for a second, I'll take the stage.
But I like the spotlight.
Okay.
All yours.
Okay. I'll share.
The lights.
No, honestly, I decided to buy a Kings of War army.
Oh yeah.
Oh neat.
So I am. I'm Forces of Nature. Been working on that. Schultz and I talked about it. If Dead Zone has not is not tickling my tickling the hair on my pears right now, I'll go to another Mantic property because I still love the company and Forces of Nature.
So are you going all out Kings of War, or are you doing Vanguard too?
Well, see, I already had a bunch of Abyssals for Vanguard, so that's why I went with Forces of Nature, so I could mix it up a bit.
Right on.
And yeah, so. I'm going to dip my toes in there.
Right on.
Very cool.
Have you been doing a lot of hobbying?
Well, not a lot. Even though a lot of people have been out of work and had a lot of spare time, I've been working consistently. So when I purchased the army, I thought, oh, I have plenty of time to be able to paint a horde of salamanders and all manner of things. It's slow going.
Jack is essential.
I am essential. By that, everyone knows means disposal. and that is basically what I have been up to hobby-wise. Oh, although, as a note, Ronnie and I were talking. We had our bet about ability to keep my hat. As well as take it to various locations. I think we all know that. I know Brian was traumatized when his hat was stolen.
It was weird.
And he had failed to reach... What was that?
I was without a hat for like a day. It was really weird. No one recognized me.
No. I did lovingly brush your curls away from your face. I did just like, here you go. But it wasn't as homoerotic as you're saying, people.
As you're saying.
Anyways, Ronnie had not met up until when the pandemic struck. So I was the winner, but we've discussed since. And, we've doubled or nothing for next Adepticon. And so far, Ronnie has been to Italy. I've got a picture of him at the Leaning Tower of Pisa. So, game on for my hat making its whirlwind trip. And if anyone who doesn't know what I'm talking about, I don't care. I don't mean, really. Just go away. So that's it. Kings of War Army and Ronnie and I are still embroiled in our epic eternal combat.
All right. So, Rob, I know you've been doing some stuff. Maybe not Mantic, but your printer has been going crazy.
Yeah, 3D printer, that's a major thing. But, yeah, it's pretty much been mechs. I think I've just gone full force into mechs. Brian and I do a podcast. I'm sure you've never mentioned it because you don't care, Brian. But the podcast called Mobile Armor Radio with Patrick Lewis, who is also from Mantic.
Mobile Armor Chopper. Radio, that sounds like a great show.
So it's all about big stompy robots. So I've been doing that a lot.
Yeah.
I've been trying to print my... Yes, thank you. I've been trying to finally paint up all my Hellboy, which has been slow going, but I've been working on it. And yeah, generally not much other than that, trying to keep my head down and buying mechs, buying lots and lots of mechs and G.I. Joe action figures.
Yes. So did you get the 6-inch newer models?
Yes, I have some of them. Yes. Some of them are hard to find.
Yeah. So the entire Lansing area has zero and has had zero.
Hmm.
I haven't gotten a single one of them yet.
Yeah, it's bad. And I got these ones originally from Hasbro. It was actually online, but then it took many, many months for me to get them because I couldn't cross the border. So.
Yep.
But it's the Target exclusive ones that annoy me the most because there's no chance in hell I'm going to get those ones. So.
Those are the ones that were impossible. It sucks.
Well, maybe maybe they'll turn up at the Goodwill.
Yeah, maybe. So we'll stick with the theme of what you guys have been doing. So, Brian, what have you been doing for the last month, year?
Wow. It's been a busy month on a lot of fronts, but I know one of the things we had talked about, some of the new things for the show that we are planning to do, I've been kind of working on in the background, specifically working on some of the scenarios that we were going to be basically migrating from Vanguard into Dead Zone.
Yes.
For a Dead Guard Van Zone.
Sure.
We're working on
just enough to get Jack back in.
Dead Zone Vanguard? that sounds like Schultz's YouTube channel.
Right.
Well, yeah.
But the big emphasis on kind of more, call like asymmetric play.
Yeah.
Right? So many of the Dead Zone scenarios and maps are very well balanced. Like, not going to lie, they're great, especially for tournament play. And we kind of look over at Vanguard and the fantasy side of things, and there's a lot of more kind of campaign-centric attacker-defender kind of scenarios. And we're just like, why not both? And so we're working on putting those together and testing out a couple. Got to hang out with some fine folks to get some gaming in. That's always fun. Mostly on the Dead Zone front so far.
Yes.
But yeah. Eventually get back to Star Saga, but you need to get on to the next mission.
Yeah, we really do.
Because I think we're only two in. We're off to a good start.
I'm not really sure we can blame the pandemic on that either.
Not as much. But what about you, Rick?
People getting married and.
Well, yeah, he did that.
That screwed up my podcast too, so I feel for you, right?
Well, that was the thing is we figured out why I hadn't started an episode in so long is because my turn would have been on the day I got married. So, my wife appreciates you guys taking that one. But yeah, so Rick, what have you been working on?
I've been kind of busy, actually. So I gave a new painting style a chance or try.
Yeah.
The whole monochrome black and white grayscale style that I found from a guy called Zombie Brush Studios, where he paints a lot in a black and white, kind of the horror genre, going back to the old black and white films.
Horror noir, if I remember correctly. And I was going to ask you about that. I am intrigued. Tell us all about this. It's black and white with a punch of color. Please.
Yeah. So it's a big pop.
Sin City style.
Yeah. In fact, he actually has some Sin City models that he 3D printed and did in that style exactly. Nice. But he's also done the Hellboy. And he's done.
That would have been easier.
Well, yeah. He's done. Actually, like the process of painting it, it's five colors. And then I guess it's six colors because you have your pop, whatever your pop's going to be. But it's a black and a white and a light gray, a dark gray, and a neutral gray. And it's just a whole bunch of blending and layering to get the effect. So I talked to him quite a bit. He's actually over on, he's got a Facebook group, he's got an Instagram, and he's got a Twitch. And Twitch is where I ended up watching him to see how he was doing it, and ended up talking to him a bit, and he showed me his Negan, and he's actually getting ready to work on the, what was that display?
Oh, the Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe?
Yeah, that one. He's getting ready to work on that and do the same style with that. So getting some influence from him and trying to paint him while talking to him on Twitch and working with him, I ended up giving it a shot with Plaguelist. In that I really enjoyed the pop part of it, finding where to put that color. Obviously, I went pretty boring with just blood.
I was going to say, that's it what works. You have to go for a plague.
Yeah. I had a blast doing it. He actually is working on doing a course. He's going to do a, through Zoom or Google Meets or whatever, he's going to do a class on it. And I think I might take it just so I can get a little bit more work in depth into it, because I really like that style of painting. And then potentially try and figure out how to use it with different colors. So yeah, there's that. That took me all month.
but it would definitely teach you the basics of like shadow and light. Like,
yeah,
after that you can do the colors. Like, it's a very basic like building blocks of doing other things. Like, you'll know so much more about where light hits and stuff by doing just black and white.
Yeah, and understanding the layering part was what surprised me. Like, so I've done a little bit of layering in the painting, but I didn't realize how much it mattered until I was only working with a couple colors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's not all I've been doing. I've been also 3D printing a ton.
Yeah.
So I jumped on that Kickstarter for the Isolation Protocols. And this scenery is perfect for Dead Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you printed some up already, right?
Yeah, so he had some samples on Thingiverse. And then I liked him, and I talked to him directly, and it was, yeah, he built this with Dead Zone in mind first. And then he expanded it out into the other games that could use it as well. But his inspiration for it was the Dead Zone style, the grid and the cube. And then he needed to test the social media stretch goals. So he sent me a couple of files, and I got to test those out. And yeah, I can't wait to build a whole board of this, which is going to take forever with my little printer.
But yeah. It's really cool stuff. Like the, with Dead Zone, their old, modular pieces kind of all clipped together with those little plastic parts that you slide in, and they're always breaking.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. I just glued mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you could just glue it. This set of models that you can print are really intuitive and ingenious in a way. Like, you can really slide them in a seamless fashion. They pop off real easily. And you can reassemble them. You don't risk breaking them by just taking them apart. And they're really sturdy when they're all kind of stacked on top of one another.
Yeah.
It's some really cool stuff. I'm looking at it right now.
So what you're saying is it's actually modular.
It's very much so modular.
Mm-hmm. It is actually Legos for Dead Zone.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
All the things promised for Mantic that never came to be. Not to mention, I think there's a lot more variety, too, which Mantic kind of gave up on doing the sci-fi, it seems. They haven't done a new Battle Zones in forever.
No, they haven't. I mean, they did a couple repacks, but that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've got they did a lot of the Star Saga sci-fi stuff as their own packages and whatnot, but
yeah
the walls and, like, you know, honest to goodness, like, building scenery hasn't seen much love recently.
No, they're doing all the terrain crate stuff, but that's all interior stuff. There's not much any actual buildings or anything of that. It's all just the stuff you put inside.
I mean, it would be nice, like, there was some of the stuff that was released for the Kickstarters for the terrain that nobody can get anymore. Some of the stuff with, like, the electrical box on the outside.
Are you saying we're sitting on a gold mine? Jack, where's all the stuff?
Exactly.
Put it on eBay right now.
Well, the important thing is, how does it look with your uncertain scenery? You guys leaned heavily into that, and I know I watched Rick standing on some for a while to prove a point. So how does the two mix and match?
It actually works out really well. Actually played a game the other day where I had scratch built scenery, I had vehicles, I had Mantic scenery, I had uncertain scenery, I had the Isolation Protocol scenery, and then 2-3 random Christmas trees on there.
Yeah. You know, for the holidays.
But it all was like it all worked together. It was great. Obviously, the uncertain scenery that I was using was the road stuff, the road pieces, and they're not painted yet. Which, I need to paint those. But yeah, I think it's gonna look great all together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and of course, good. Craig's got some new stuff coming out too.
Yeah, Uncertain's always putting out new, like, fantastic stuff. The new T sections look fantastic. Yeah. Makes me a little sad that I have so many of the old version. Maybe I'll have to put those up as prizes or something. Get myself some of the new stuff.
Well, Craig, if you're listening, I'm Jack at the Dead Zone Podcast. If you want to send some along, it doesn't work anymore, does it?
I don't think it works anymore because the address has also changed.
I have no clout anymore.
Jack, we have no way to get free stuff.
My adoration of the fans and my shilling for my whoring myself for it's all changed.
Hey, it's Community Pat, and you're listening to Dead Zone, the podcast 2.0 with Rick and Brian.
Rick and Brian? What happened to the other two yahoos? Why are you wasting my time with these guys? I don't even know who these guys are. Dead Zone 2.0, this is stupid.
It's interesting that. So, yeah, what, 7 years? 6 years.
Seven.
Do you guys miss seven. Counting?
I do, yeah. But...
Jack doesn't have a podcast, that's why.
That's right. No,
he hasn't replaced it in his heart yet.
No. I got on Instagram. I'm Raspberry Peach on Instagram. And
Don't go to any of these sites because Jack will send you bad places.
I was on Tumblr for a while.
You sent us a Twitter one earlier.
I'm Gorilla Glue on Tumblr.
Gorilla Glue?
Yeah, that's how I've replaced my... Yeah.
Which is funny is that Rick is looking this up right now.
Oh, God. No, I'm done.
I told you not to. People won't listen to me.
But Jack, you know, getting into Kings of War, we have some friends over at Countercharge, the podcast, and they are very much into Kings of War.
Is this one big, long commercial?
Maybe.
One of my favorite crossovers was probably 4 years ago. We were on Counter Charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Robin. I made an ass of myself. I don't want to alarm anyone, but I did things that just I thought were funny. And
this is what happens when Jack goes on another podcast where he doesn't think it doesn't really matter. Like, he's just like free to say what he wants. So he's off the chain.
Yeah. So Mark and Rob had to put up with us. We did a crossover, and they were professional, and they got information across. They were a delight. And we've been friends before that, and we've been friends since. And then we got on their podcast, and I wanted to put the rules committee for Dead Zone on cattle cars and ship them off to someone.
That's right. Needless to say, I don't think we've talked to those guys since then. That's strange, Jack.
We have. I talk to Mark Zielinski every chance I get.
So I actually, a few months ago, I actually got to play... Rob was, he visits family here in Michigan.
Yeah.
And he actually came over and we were in the bunker and played some Vanguard. And we also talked about a crossover again with Brian and I in doing Dead Zone and Vanguard.
Yeah.
And he said, please don't be like that Jack guy.
He didn't mention anything about that.
And Rob, let's not pretend that I was the only one. Come on.
I think I made my ass myself on Mantic Radio or Mantic North America one time. I was a little off the hook on that one. Once again, it wasn't my podcast. So I didn't care. I believe I said something bad about Kings of War players, if I remember correctly. So
you take this stuff seriously, Rob.
Yeah, I know. I wonder why we don't have a podcast for Mantic anymore.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I get some, like, once I get my army painted up, hopefully I'll get some games in, and I will be laying myself prostrate in front of anyone who can give me any pointers.
I think there's an extra R in that.
Yes. I talked to Schultzy, and I was like, hey, I got an army and I'm going to paint it up. And he said, without any hint of irony, goes, it's the best game that you can ever play, so you'll enjoy. And I was like, okay, well, then let's. I hope Adepticon next year to be able to bring something and play some Vanguard, some Kings of War. Yeah,
so,
maybe.
I'm going to drop this. So speaking of Adepticon 2021. So you're going to be our ringer for Dreadball?
Again, I will be Dreadball. I have a very passing knowledge of. We played some Dreadball with Jeff last fall. We meet him and we play some Dreadball, and it's fun. I've got a couple teams now. I won't have to borrow your sphere. Brian, you were very, very gracious enough to hand them off to me when you needed...
Well, hey, you were gracious enough to play, so...
Yeah, after playing Dead Zone.
That was a marathon, yeah. But no,
yeah,
I've got,
that was a long day for you.
I've got some teams now, so if either one of you are running an event and you need someone, you know you can count on me. I will gladly make sure that everyone who paid gets their money's worth. Everyone can play. I've got no problem with that.
So... Rob.
Yes.
Adepticon 2021. Are you going to go?
Hopefully. This last year I wasn't supposed to go and they canceled the whole thing, so.
Well, yeah. So that worked out.
So what you're saying is if you can't go again, it gets canceled again.
Don't
so...
do that to us, Rob.
Yeah. I definitely will try, that's for sure.
So what are we going
have
to play
to release
then?
The plague just to the thing.
We got to play our G.I. Joe game. We never got to play last time.
Yeah, I know. So we have the Cobra Law versus the Renegades.
Sergeant Slaughter's Renegades, yeah.
Do we want to up the ante on that? Or do we want to just play that? Or
I don't know.
Build ourselves something new.
I do have a box full of 3D printed vehicles for G.I. Joe that we can maybe throw into. Maybe, I wonder if by then Warpath will be fixed.
Warpath?
I don't think Warpath is... They're not really changing anything on Warpath yet.
Well, I mean Firefight.
On Firefight?
Yeah.
They are both dead. Like, we can all agree. Yeah. All four of us can agree. The game is dead. It's cold, dead in the ground.
Well, actually, we've actually seen a lot of activity on the Facebook pages for Warpath and Firefight and kind of across the board. It's been really kind of neat to see that community still there, still really hoping for
something. They're hoping for a change.
Yeah.
They're all necromancers. Is that what you're saying, Jack? Bringing them back.
This was I discussed. I've got my list of stuff here that the year thing
the
and
list is coming things out.
Was. Rick getting an edge, and I thought for sure this is when he was going to step up and either drop some profanity or maybe just for the sake of comedy say something like both Firefight and Warpath are dead and buried. But maybe as the podcast goes on, maybe.
You tried to softball on that one. We appreciate the effort.
It's funny that he says that because actually yesterday I played Firefight.
Yeah.
I played.
Did you hear that? That was Jack's utter disappointment.
That was it. I heard the sigh. I actually was giving Enforces versus a Plague a try, and I think I had like 1250 or something worth of points, just because I wanted to see. Actually, I wanted to see what all my Cobra on the table would look like.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Nice.
I haven't 3D printed any of the vehicles yet for G.I. Joe, but I still have the Hiss tank that I built. So I threw that all on the table just because G.I. Joe's awesome.
I may have 3D printed all the G.I. Joe vehicles. At least, I couldn't do a Sky Striker. It's too big. I can't fit it on my print bed.
Well, I tried the one that you sent me, but I made it too small.
Yeah, there's definitely you have to adjust it because I think the files we had were for full size vehicles, so you had to adjust it for 28 millimeter.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It's available on Thingiverse, I think, all these files.
All of them.
Until Hasbro actually gets and actually does a game or licenses it to somebody to do a G.I. Joe game. It's so annoying. License it. I find Dead Zone works great for it.
Yeah.
Instead of Umbrella Academy, what if it had been G.I. Joe or the Transformers?
Yeah, I would have lost a lot of money, but...
but Rob and I would have quite the collection.
But we're not even... What's happening with Umbrella Academy? We haven't heard anything about it since the teasers.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. And then with their new release with Vanguard... not Vanguard.
Armada.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything at all about Umbrella.
Well, Armada is at least a pre-order. It's not a Kickstarter, so.
Correct, which I'm excited about it being direct-to-store.
Yeah.
We did have that. Didn't we have a Kickstarter? Mantic? Didn't they do something?
They have. So the last couple Kickstarters were the Kings of War role-playing game, which they're still working on. The League of Infamy is in production, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
So it should be hitting probably November-ish, give or take. I'm not really 100% sure on that, because there hasn't been an update. And then, what's the other one?
Hellboy. Yeah, I could remember. It was Hellboy RPG, yeah.
The Hellboy RPG. Mm-hmm. Awesome for them getting these new games out, but I'm super big fan of the whole direct-to-store.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they're doing the Armada direct.
And
it
would be really cool to see, you know, hopefully with the success of Armada, maybe we see a sci-fi version.
Yeah, that's what I've been demanding for many years.
I wouldn't argue with that.
Yeah, I'd be excited for that.
And if Mantic wanted to send one along, Armada.
Jack,
we'll put a word in for you, Jack.
Yeah.
Jack, you've been holding your breath since the last time they promised to send some, right? Right?
Yeah. No, God, no. seems like my pleas go unheard, unanswered. Might as well just whisper into a bottle and throw it into the sea, which I do. I actually do that. I'm hoping this small Japanese girl will hear me whisper omelet, and then she'll be like, "Oh, okay, that's interesting."
Sadly, so that explains why you haven't posted anything on Twitter since 2014.
2014.
Yeah.
On your Twitter account that you sent us earlier.
Oh, I want to be a witch. Yes. Yes. On Twitter.
If anyone, you should probably post again, man.
No. If people want to find me, they can find me.
Carrier pigeons.
It's almost like actually getting that chance to listen to the old podcast with you two, but with somebody next to me listening to you guys. My face hurts because I've been laughing so much.
Well, good. That is my. It is still a little disturbing that the two of you are using one set of earbuds. Do you have one soda between the two of you and two straws? Perhaps a.
Earbuds. I assumed it was just the headset.
Oh. No, it's earbuds. We're not wearing the same headset.
That'd be difficult. Logistically.
Just stretched.
Jack almost got his beep out of me on that one.
Now everybody else can think what we're thinking.
No one thinks like I'm thinking. I'll guarantee that.
That's true.
For better or worse.
Let's see, what else could we bug them about?
Hey, this is Community Pat, and you're listening to Dead Zone, the podcast with Rick and Brian.
Well, what is there? What kind of things would you like to see going forward from Mantic?
That's a good question, because we just had that release of the Matsudan and the
Spectra.
Yeah. Rob, did you get one of the Spectras?
No, I was going to pick one up at Gen Con.
Right.
Oh.
Thanks for reminding me.
I wonder what the shipping is from Michigan up to you.
Oh, ridiculous. You can't ship anything to Canada. It's just a horrible, horrible experience. I'll get one eventually.
We have them at Evo. They just opened the border, so you guys can come play with us.
Yeah, I know. We got to do that again, for sure.
Or come share a headset.
Maybe not that.
That's the
wait
for the lake to freeze over.
You want to come share my headset?
Yeah,
I use that.
I've seen lots of coverage about the new stuff. Unfortunately, I know Coach did a really good couple of videos recently, and it hasn't gotten much love. Like, it hasn't been shared by Mantic.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh,
Coach.
Ouch.
Mantic must have not noticed that he had it, or I don't know, but it's so informative that I was like, okay, it was a glaring omission that his video didn't get on the subject. I think a lot of people should go be able to see it. So if you Family Gamer 777,
yeah,
interested actually, because he also did one on the whole breakdown of the new models too. The new FAQ stuff with the bikes, with the monobikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did two separate ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I didn't see Mantic post either of those. So I just
Jax could say what he wants now. He's just gonna.
I know.
I'm a voice in the wild. I want to share. I want everyone to. To get all the information, to enjoy, we're all a community. And if you want to send me nudes, I'm on MySpace.
MySpace. No MySpace. I'm not looking that
MySpace one up. MySpace still around.
Yeah, we talked about this being a big commercial, but we're not going to be soliciting.
Actually, I think MySpace is still
MySpace,
around.
I think, is still around because it became a big space for musicians, I think.
You should have said GeoCities, Jack.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I am on Neopets too, if you want to.
Neopets.
But please. Family Gamer 777. They have a whole bunch of stuff.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, please send nudes.
Yeah. No.
So please send nudes to Family Gamers 777.
Oh my God. Jack.
Dead's on the podcast at gmail.com.
Nope.
please do not send us anything like that.
Oh man. It's so freeing, isn't it, Jack? Don't you just, oh.
Like, it is.
We can just burn things down. We don't have to care.
When the newly married Brian has to explain to his wife why his inbox is inundated with...
Well, it's funny because I just set up the auto-forwarding to go to Rick's email.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. That's no good.
It's poor Rick.
It is what it is.
Yeah, would you say I would no longer be anything to do with that stuff, so don't try to send me messages through anything anymore. It's all on these guys now. I've given the baby away. They've changed all the passwords on me. They've locked me out of every account. It's all good.
Just for the record, we haven't changed a single password, Rob.
I still won't be looking.
but then, kind of on a similar note, what would you guys be looking forward to for the podcast or would like to see us talk about?
Well, Jack definitely wants more profanity.
Yeah, I've got my list here.
On that list, the profanity thing, I'm sorry, dude. It's probably not going to happen.
Okay, well, again, we got Daria is the first lady of the Dead Zone podcast. Now, I know it was shouted down that every time she was mentioned that it would be Long May She Reign was supposed to be uttered, like, hey, Daria sent us a picture. Long May She Reign. You guys did veto that. But what I also hear is... leaning into the merch, like I want to see some shirts,
see new designs. Yeah, new designs.
So it's funny that you say that. Actually, we have a local artist that's doing a new design for a logo for us.
Whoever it meant to gave us the old design, we never found out who it was. We liked the anonymity of it all, but sorry, these guys are just crapping on your work and they want nothing to do with it.
He was literally in the...
They're going all out now.
Yeah. Oof. Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
I regret nothing.
Whatever your new design is, I'm looking forward to getting a beer koozie, perhaps a...
Snuggie.
Maybe.
A Snuggie?
Yeah. Oh,
maybe I'll get one of those mermaid Snuggie blankets. With the new symbol on it?
Oh, yeah.
Right down by the fins?
Yeah.
So I can kick his little feet up every time and look at him?
It's a little spear guy.
Okay.
I legit saw, like, a hammerhead shark costume the other day when I was at Meijer, and I was like, not yet.
But he sent me a picture of it and said, hey, this would be a cool spear cosplay.
It's definitely my Iron Man next time, baby.
So what else are we going to screw up on your list, Jack?
There is quite a bit here. I've noticed that I haven't received any payments yet. That is 10 on the list.
You need to talk to Rob about that.
Yeah, Ixnay and the Amens pay. Well, it's uncouth to talk about money on
in public, you know? That is true. That is uncouth. I apologize. We can go back to the two of you talked about hammerheads and spears, and whatever unsanitary things you guys are talking about your new merch. Money was a bridge too far.
Okay.
What's I think next? You have a distinct lack of humorous commercials. I think you need that.
Yeah, we were sent, and yeah, we really need to.
I fully admit that's on me.
Have one from?
People were very Mobile generous.
Armor Radio.
I don't know. Did Mobile Armor? I don't know.
Shouldn't we reach out to them?
We should talk to them.
Yes, I think we should talk to them.
We should.
What do you think about that, Jack? Should we talk to them,
guys?
I don't know. I don't listen to them.
Folks were generous enough to send us some bumpers, yes. And just due to kind of getting the hang of the editing side of things, they weren't worked in just yet. But that is something that we will guarantee are going to be in the future episodes.
You heard it here. He guaranteed it.
Yep.
It's not on me.
Yeah, it's not.
The part of the contract was also you guys had to do all the new Dead Zone Protocols audiobooks. You knew that, right? Like you have to continue that too. You have to do the full cast audios. That's all you guys know.
The fine print. I missed that one completely.
But I mean, yeah, there.
I always read the fine print.
There is the new Dreadball.
Oh yeah.
In the works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
what's it called? It's coming out pretty soon. Because.
Jack, remember when we were going to get a free copy of that book when we still had a podcast?
Yeah.
I love that you brought that up, Rob. I love that you're the one that brought that up.
If the Winged Czars are listening, send one my way. I would not mind a copy of the new...
The Last Hurrah, that's what it is.
We might actually have to pay for things now, Jack. This is
Robert E. Waters.
Man.
Armada's new book coming out too. What's that one called?
There's an Armada book. Yeah,
that one I don't know.
It's something about pirates.
Yeah, I forget that one off the top of my head.
Pirates.
Orc pirates.
We'll just keep saying pirates.
Yar.
Pirates.
Yeah. So, Rob, what would you like to see on the podcast?
Podcasts. No, I think you got it covered. I think it's all good. I'd like to see not us on the podcast.
Well, there's no risk of that. We'll never be invited back. The two of them were sweating.
Right now, they're just like, oh, God, how much do I have to edit out of this?
This can never happen.
Me personally? I don't want to edit any of this.
Yeah.
But I'm not the smart one in the group, so.
See, you think that that I do a lot of editing.
No, I've listened to our podcast. You don't edit anything.
We've listened to it, Brian. Don't worry. The new Armada book is called Tales of Panathor Pius by Mark Barber. So there you go. Z-Mock Books.
Thanks for that, stab just for Jack. So they did send a copy of the book for us to review, and actually we'll be doing an interview with them probably next month on the Dreadball book, actually.
Oh,
A2 Brute.
Yeah.
Jack, how's that knife feel in your back?
The treachery is shocking. Shocking. If you're listening, Beetle, do not post this in any of the Discord channels. We've been betrayed. Don't.
The rebellion starts here.
You're welcome to do what you want, Beetle. Like, we really appreciate all your hard work, man.
He probably likes them better than us anyways, Jack. They've all betrayed us, Jack.
Old
news.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
We're thrown
That's
to the wayside.
That's the reason why we're doing it.
There's wolves gnawing at my femur as we speak.
That sounds dangerous.
You might want to get that checked.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh! Pirates.
Yeah. Well, but... maybe it's time for Rob and I to unveil our new podcast, and then that would be some shocking. That would be
this is all the time we've
That'd be particularly shocking to me.
Yeah. How's the editing on that one going, Rob?
Jack, we do have more stuff on Vinland Old Time Radio. We're bringing that back. So anybody wants to go hear us doing funny things, it might be on Vinland Old Time Radio.
Yeah, they guys do some top fives.
Yes, didn't we do one with you?
Yeah, yes.
Did we ever post it?
Yes, because yes. I shared it.
Okay, good.
But now he's trying to still dig the knife out of his back because of the Dreadball. Because they do that in Dreadball a lot, stab people with knives. You know that?
Yeah. There's a very specific move. It's illegal.
I didn't see the ref.
Shameful.
But yeah.
Shameful.
It's a big commercial. Yes. I love it.
I'm just like making notes on all of the podcasts and shows. Yeah,
everything that we about. Have to link in.
Yeah.
When this one gets posted live.
Soon.
Brian, we have to do a top five with you. We haven't done top five. Jack, think of a top five with Brian, right? We'll do it right now.
Top five worst movies ever. Okay. And he cannot say Ghost of Mars. That's the top five that you should do with Brian.
Spirits on the Red Planet.
Jack loves that movie. How dare you?
Well, I already talked to Brian. Johnny Woodcutter. I asked him what movie he touches himself to, and he said Grave of Fireflies. I don't even know what that is. But honestly, the next...
Now he's trying to see what we're going to actually edit out.
it's a hand to the heart kind of movie, actually. It's about children surviving World War II in Japan.
Jack.
No, see, I'm supposed to say these things, and everyone afterwards, what is he talking about? They then look it up, and they're shocked.
No. You can't see an anime with Brian, and he's seen it. Let's, Jack, come on.
Yeah.
I'm used to this by now. I just throw something out, and you've seen it.
Is that what you talk about?
We had a whole Mobile Armor Radio episode like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Okay, well.
Yeah, so.
The next favorite five would be favorite movies with one word titles. So, Brian, if you want to be involved in that.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I still have my top five cereals, Jack. I thought we were supposed to do cereals.
Yeah, didn't we talk about cereals when I was on the top five with you?
No, we did.
No, we did cover songs.
No, we talked about that was going to be the next
Though. Yeah, but Jack lies. That's the problem.
Oh.
He'll say something, and it might not necessarily be the truth.
How dare you?
Man, how many knives are you going to get tonight?
Think what Jack is. You just never know what's a lie and what's the truth. You never can tell with him.
Man, if only Knives Out was one word.
No, if only Top Gun was one word, right?
Right?
Or Days of Thunder.
What about shows that are like of a thing? Like Days of Thunder, Fist of Fury.
Wow. So I knew this show was going to be completely off the rails from the get-go, but wow.
I actually had the Matadon up, ready to talk about them, and I thought there's going to be some Dead Zone questions, trying to bone up on this stuff, and no, nothing happened.
Well,
don't cover Dead Zone. I'm waiting, and honest, you asked what would be what I'm waiting for upcoming in the Dead Zone podcast, would be you guys are doing your kind of... own characters going through Star Saga. That's kind of what I'm waiting for. I don't necessarily need new coverage on the Mastodon.
Because there's actually some really good coverage on them anyways.
Mm-hmm.
At Family Gamer 777, which again, didn't seem really, really highlighted by anyone. Pat... Actually, Community Pat needs to start Mobile Armor Radio.
Mobile Armor Radio, he's a part of that already.
He's already on that show.
He is already on that. It needs to do Mantic North America again. Then we can really get in there. John Jack, he's my boy. Then we can talk about that.
Yeah. Is there any other podcasts we haven't mentioned?
Well, we've been mentioning Jared's new podcast for Warpath Universe.
Yep.
Nice.
Zone Gamers. Warpath.exe.
What's funny about that is I've been really big deal.
You've been waiting for that, haven't you?
Classic.
Um,
Jack, you just lost your chance of being on that podcast.
Brian, if you could please give me that podcast again. Everyone, please listen. It is going to be my next podcast that I'm on because I do miss doing them.
Oh, yeah? Golden the Gamers, Warpath.exe?
You muffed that one up. Like, come on, enunciate. Give it.
Enunciation.
Everyone.
Warpath.
Give us a little background noise.
So you know you've been recording for a while when you get the wife stare?
Whose wife?
Mine.
Okay.
Oh, that Jack, he's trying to cut you off now. The music's playing, the hook's coming out.
Yeah.
I think that's the water heater.
Yeah, that's the water heater.
Oh, Ricky Gervais is to talk trash about the celebrity elites, and now I'm getting sung off. Okay.
Well, it has been great having you guys back on.
We'll be back next month. Don't worry. We'll be just let us know when.
Okay.
Jack's like, we'll be back, right? We'll be back. He's just shaking in the corner, rocking back and forth, doing the whole podcast to him, to the wall.
So. Oh,
the sad thing is the true gift of the Magi by O. Henry part is that I sold all of my Kings of War armies, so Jack has a Kings of War army now. That's the saddest part of this whole podcast.
So you sold all yours, and now Jack has one?
Yeah.
And you can't play?
Yep, that's it. He'll be playing with that rat he keeps as a pet in that little cage.
So you can take your Veerman, because I know you have Veerman, and you can run them as Ratkin.
True.
Actually, I don't have Veerman. I have nothing. Jack has everything. I have one unpainted Peacekeeper. I have a Stage 1A. I think that's it for Dead Zone. That's it. Nothing else is in my possession. So if Jack wanted to run away, and he has it all.
Listen to him with his tale of unused baby shoes. Come on. I know you have a Northern Alliance army for sure.
Yeah. No, I have a Northern Alliance. I don't think I have enough for a Kings of War army. I have Vanguard for sure.
Well, that's how I learned a horrible lesson. I thought I bought a ton. And then I said, hey, Schultzy, what's the amount of points you need for like a basic for a tournament? Literally my erection deflated. I can't paint that much. There's no way. And he was like, it's worth it. It's worth it. I was, no, I can't. But I'm going to try.
Yeah, like, I think I have like maybe a 1500 point army, which is like teeny. And
1500 is not bad.
No. That's
like the basic,
it's
yeah.
What I like to play at, because it's smaller and I don't have to paint hordes and hordes of skeletons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spooky skeletons.
That is one thing I kind of miss, the old minimum model count, just because.
Yeah. But that's also why we play Dead Zone, because we only need like 12 guys.
Yeah.
Or Star Saga, you only need one guy.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Make the other guy who actually owns it paint all yours.
Well, so now it's really gonna get close to the end of this because I did get the boss look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. All right.
We've ran out of ways to ruin this show, so.
And I know I
have. Jack's never run out of ways to ruin a show. He's still good. Thinking.
I got my list here.
You're still flipping that list, huh? I'm so glad we got the chance to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Me too.
I know we've done the role-playing thing a couple times, and that's kind of been on the back burner, I guess.
That was our private bedroom time.
And poor Brian never got to go on any of them, so.
I know.
No.
I talk to Brian all the time on Mobile Armor Radio. Go to Mobile Armor Radio.
But yeah. This has been a great both time, like to a make up for Adepticon and Gen Con, where didn't get to hang out with you guys as much as this year as we'd always like to. But yeah, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Look at Brian being all serious.
Yeah, no, he's gotta wrap it up. We understand. Thank
he's
you.
My taskmaster.
Everyone
needs one.
Yeah, he's the Rob of your show. And again, Rick, before we go, if you could just drop an F-bomb, it might... Oh,
that's two words. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that doesn't work for that title top five.
Man.
But when Brian does bleep that out, it'll sound like you said something.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's all we need. Yeah.
Just okay. For you, Jack.
Well, thank you for having us.
We're glad to have left the show in the capable hands of people who do it better than we do, because you actually like talking to other people and you're sociable, and Jack's sociable at times, I'm antisocial. So it's good that you guys actually reach out to people and make new contacts and bring this show to more people. That's all that matters. Keep it going. Now for another 100 episodes.
Yeah.
112 episodes.
I paid for it, so we better do it.
Again, I number on my list here. I don't see that.
All right. Well,
that's great, guys. Yep. Hopefully this whole stupid thing will go away and we can get you guys back down here again, because I'd love to have you guys down here again.
Absolutely. Really.
Oh, yeah. For sure. It was fun times.
And sure. Now that I've been officially pushed to the basement, I actually have a spare guest room.
Ooh.
You had Jack at basement.
Well, Jack, I do have a couch in my basement, too.
All right. Well, with that, I think we say good night, everybody. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Waits for Rob to say something one last
time. I'm not saying nothing. Everybody accuses me of saying always having the last word, so I refuse this time. That wasn't the last word, was it?